then. Just a few more steps and I'll be at the front doors of the school, like he told me to be. Following his orders feels funny, but in a good way. I haven't been able to get him out of my head all day. He's so handsome and he was so kind. No one is ever that nice to me. I can't believe someone like him would want to spend time with me. I'm so excited. This is more than what I could have ever hoped for. I wonder what we're going to do together. I never get the chance to socialize, especially not with a boy. I hope he doesn't change his mind when he finds out how awkward I am. I'm going to do my best to show him I can be cool, just like he said. There he is. So hot. Better not embarrass myself in front of him. Okay, calm down. Oh gosh, to think I was crying and red-faced earlier too. I hope he never sees my face like that again. Okay, just be cool. Oh, there you are. Hello again. Did I keep you waiting? Sorry if I did. Anyway, thanks again for being so nice to me earlier. So, what did you want to do? Walk me home? You want to take a shortcut through the woods? Oh, I haven't been in there yet. It seemed a little dark and scary when I passed by it earlier this morning. You'll protect me? Thank you. You do look very strong. I don't think I could ever protect anyone like that. Or even defend myself if a bad guy started hurting me. You want to spend time alone with me? Sure. You seem quite trustworthy. Besides, everyone at school was so mean. You're probably the only nice guy there. I know you won't bully me. Right? Just the two of us together, all alone in the woods, does sound nice. Maybe we can get to know each other on the way there. I don't think I'm very interesting, but I would love to learn more about you. You want to hold my hand? Wowie. Sorry if my palms are sweaty or something. I get nervous easily. I have anxiety. Can I confess something to you? Okay, this is the first time I've held hands with a boy before. My day was going pretty poorly until you came along, as you know. Maybe this is too much of a big request, but do you think you could show me around town first? The forest looks super scary now that we're here right in front of it, even though it's still daytime. Why are we stopping all of a sudden? Oh good, does this mean we can go look around town instead? Are we going back? Are we changing direction? I don't know if I'm brave enough for the forest. I get scared. okay. Where did that come from? No, I did like it. It's just that, well, if I'm being honest, I'm still so surprised that a guy like you is interested in a girl like me. I just feel so lucky to be here with you today. I'm kind of nervous that I'll scare you away because I'm not very used to this sort of thing. You think I'm beautiful? Oh, thank you so much. No one has ever called me that before. You'll even beat up my bullies tomorrow? Oh, you don't have to do that for me. I was so lame today. It makes total sense that they made fun of me and stole my lunch and all that. I was bothering them after all. And I don't want anyone to dislike me any more than they already do. Huh? You'll beat them up anyway. And you'll beat anyone else up who gives me a funny look. Well, even girl bullies? Isn't it kind of wrong to hurt a girl? Not if she deserves it? I guess so. You probably know more than me. I'm not very smart. May I ask you something? Sorry if I bother you when I talk, but it's about the school uniform. One of the teachers told me I have to come in my uniform tomorrow. Do you think I would look okay in it? The skirt is very short, in my opinion. I'm not used to wearing anything like that. I feel like I would look slutty in it. You think I would look nice in it? Thank you, but don't you think it would call too much attention to my body? I don't want to give off any mixed signals. You'll beat up any guy who tries to do anything pervy to me? And you'll even welcome me to class to make sure no one messes with me? Oh my, you're promising so many things, and I haven't done anything for you. I can bring you some cookies tomorrow if you want. I have some leftovers from last batch. They're still at home. Yeah, the one that the bullies threw out today. I wish I could have given them to you, since you're so amazing and nice to me. No one's ever treated me so kindly before. You're really wonderful. And I'm so grateful you chose me to be your friend and that you're spending time with me. You could be doing more important stuff than hanging out with some loser girl. You'll even show me where all the uniforms are issued out tomorrow morning and walk me to school early so we can avoid the big crowds? Wow, you're very considerate of me and my stupid anxiety. I should really grow up already and get over it. I'm such a baby when it comes to crowds. I wish I could stand my ground and tell those bullies off, but I'm way too shy. I would probably break down into tears if I tried to do anything dumb like that. You'll shy girls. Why? I thought being shy was boring. Wouldn't you like a more exciting girl instead? A girl as cool as you? I don't think I could ever be as awesome as you are. I'm so lame. You want to prove it to me? Prove to me that you think I'm cool and beautiful? What do you mean by that? What do you mean you'll prove it? Yeah, of course I trust you. You've been so thoughtful to me today. I know you would never do anything weird or hurt me. I don't know how to prove to you that I trust you, but believe me, I trust you with my whole heart. You're the best friend that I've ever had. I know that's pathetic to say, since I just met you, but I feel close to you. I want to spend as much time with you as possible. You have a task for me to do? It's a little scary to me. Just like this big, mysterious force in front of us. I wonder what you're gonna ask me to do. Well, whatever it is, I'll make sure to give it my 110%. We have to go inside the forest first. Well, since you're big and strong and you can protect me, I guess it won't be too scary.